Will there be a next generation of Christmas tree farmers? Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Christmas tree growers of today are worried that as they retire, there are no younger growers lined up to take over. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
For farmers in general, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the average age is about 60.
So we need to have young people coming along to make sure that we never have a kind of a famine in the United States of young people who want to participate in agriculture.
And it's true especially for Christmas tree farmers because
we just don't have the number of young producers coming into the industry.
Blake Rayfeld is a grower and past president of the National Christmas Tree Association. He says many of the folks who grow our Christmas trees started 30, 40 years ago.
And many of them do not have a second or third generation to take over the farm.
The owner of the Virginia tree farm I go to every year is Jim Gelson. He's getting on in years, has been growing trees for over 36 years, and he told me,
I've got a daughter and four boys.
Oh, good. Then you've got somebody to take over the farm, right?
No, they don't want anything to do with the farm work.
Oh, so what's going to happen to this beautiful farm?
We'll wait and see what happens when we get there.
Census figures show the number of Christmas tree growers dropping from 20,000 to 15 or 16 years ago to about 11,000 today. Blake Rayfeld says there may be a couple of reasons for that.
Like all of agriculture, if you aren't already on the farm producing and have an easy route into it, it'd be very difficult to accumulate the capital and land to be able to produce anything in agriculture, particularly Christmas trees.
And that's because even if you get the land and the capital needed to start a tree business from scratch, you won't be able to harvest and sell your first crop for 8 to 10 years. Who can wait that long? In Washington, Gary Crawford.
And that's a similar story for many types of farms across the country. But hopefully transitions will happen in the future. Of agriculture will remain bright. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.